Tim Van Born, Fox 6 Sports, three-time Wisconsin sportscaster, the year, Hall of Fame wingman, and now can't wait for his thought on the Green Bay Packers, day 7 of Micah Parsons. TVV, good afternoon.
Homer, good afternoon from Green Bay. It's always a pleasure.
You always have some reservation when you feel it's appropriate. Do you still have any reservation left about what this Packer team could do now with the addition of Micah Parsons? Take it away, TVV.
I have no reservations about what this Packer team could do.
Good.
You know, you take a big swing. They add a significant impact player, which who are they paying a lot of money. So he's got to be on the field. He's got to be that impact player, not just his own numbers, Homer. It's the numbers of other people around him. It's the impact of the game. That's where Micah Parsons can do something beyond the pale. There's been talk in the last week about Reggie White and Micah Parsons, who's, of course, a different generation. But he's like, wow, I was reading his stats. That's amazing. Other people like Reggie White's stats. You remember when Reggie White came to the Packers? It wasn't about stats. It was about presence and command and what he could do for just shift a football game. Is Micah Parsons going to be that player? We'll see. I commend Brian Gutekunst for going and doing it, because we've talked long and hard about the solid core of the Packers.
Yep.
You need more than just a solid core. This is taking a shot at getting somebody who can do something in that category.
Since you mentioned Reggie White, I used it as part of Rain Man. They won their title in Reggie White's fourth year in Green Bay, not his first.
And that sentence is kind of painful when you say it, because they won their title singular. Okay?
Right.
You know,
but it
a
took
lot
a while,
has to come
even
together.
As great as he was.
I know the point you're making there, but it was not immediate. And the point I would add to it is it doesn't guarantee sustained success. Yes, they went to back-to-back Super Bowls, but they didn't win back-to-back Super Bowls. So, you know, I really do commend the Packers. I think, you know, Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur, you have 2 years left on your contract. You have a new president coming in. You have room on your salary cap. You're in a competitive division. All of it makes sense. I think that the compensation they yielded was very fair. I'm all about the Packers making this move, but it's on them to do it. You know, I think it was Jordan Love today who was saying, you know, rosters don't win games. You have to go out there and do it. And he's right. They have a lot of players that people get excited about, but they have to go out there and do it. And I think the pressure goes up on Matt LaFleur significantly now, less so Brian Gutekunst, but, you know, to those two gentlemen, I would say LaFleur more so, because, you know, this is a proven commodity has been delivered to your roster, which was already seen as a good roster, solid roster. Now, what do the Packers do about it?
I spoke of the Packers, and you said, yes, what they could do. You didn't say will do. What reservation prevents you from saying will do?
They were in pretty good shape last year at the start of December, and then they sputtered down the stretch, and it was because of the offense, Homer. Remember those last few games? The offense just kind of sputtered, for lack of a different word. So this is a team game. You know, they had McManus by then. They had a healthy defense in Jeff Hafley's system that was doing its job, holding the scores down, et cetera. Couldn't outscore those other teams. So you're going to have to be consistent on offense. Let your defense do what it should do, which even Matt LaFleur today was kind of animated, I thought, in saying against the Lions on Sunday, hey, look, our defense has to go out and take the ball away. I hadn't heard him that directly kind of make that plea or that, you know, vow that adamantly in the past. I think everybody recognizes this is a big step up. The expectations go up from where they were already, pretty high. But nothing is handed to you.
What do you think is the number one most important thing to watch about this Packer team?
I'm going to say it's the offense. I think you have to be able to consistently score. Josh Jacobs, to me, was terrific last year, right? 1,300 yards homer. Isn't that great? How many do you think Jahmyr Gibbs had? Over 1,400 in a backfield that had David Montgomery. So now, granted, the Lions are one of the all-time most productive offenses going, and that's why Ben Johnson is now a head coach and all that stuff. But Josh Jacobs is huge on their offense. There's a big drop-off behind him. And even with him last year rolling as he did on a relatively regular basis, they needed more from that side of the ball. So Jordan Love has to just deliver a little bit more consistently. And is it going to be Tucker Kraft? Is it going to be Matthew Golden? Who else is going to really emerge as somebody that is almost indefensible offensively? And if they get that, then they should be really good because they have a lot of pieces. They're still young, but they're experienced. All those things apply. But I'll go back to what you said. They could be great. Yeah, they could be. That's right. So now it's on them to do it.
Though, so you still have reservation? I mean, the goal has to be win the division and get to the NFC Championship game. Is that, are you expecting that? Are you hoping for that?
I would think they should expect that. Yeah, you make a trade like, where did you think, where would you have slotted the Packers in this division 10 days ago, Homer?
Second.
Where do you slot the Packers in the division now?
First.
Okay.
But I don't count. That's why I'm not as tough as you. This discussion today, it's the way I felt you talk about the Packers in recent years. Yeah, but I thought TVV's on fire. Yes, this is. And you still have that same.
You know, if I was in Detroit, Homer, I would say they can be good again, too. Or right. Minnesota, they can be good again, too. I just think there are so many unknowns in a very competitive division. I think, and I mentioned it, I think these teams could finish anywhere along the way. You know, I don't really love the Bears, but they're going to play a fourth-place schedule, and they've got better talent, and they're going to beat some teams. The Packers should be exactly what you said, the favorites to win this division and advance, you know, well into the playoffs. They should have been a legitimate playoff, you know, contender team to make some noise before this trade. So certainly they should be after this trade. And I commend them across the board for the trade. The guy has played four productive seasons in the NFL. If you're going to pay anybody, that's the type of player you should pay. You're getting younger and you're getting an impact player. So yes, that's great. I think you lose something with Kenny Clark, but Kenny Clark did not have a tremendous year last year. Everybody thinks he's going to be better this year because of health, but, you know, you're not subtracting a monster amount from last year, even though he did help you, you know, definitely improve against the run.
I will say,
the Packers.
Go ahead.
No, you should be optimistic about the Packers, for sure. But as I said in one of my previous comments, nothing is handed
but
to
you.
But
you're not that optimistic. You're like a little optimistic. You were way more optimistic on the Packers in 96. All right, so Jordan Love, when somebody asks you, TVV, give me 30 seconds on your expectations for Jordan Love this season.
Jordan Love will be a very competent leader for the Packers. If he plays as consistently as he showed over half a season that he can, he will be a top 10 quarterback, which makes them a top 5 football team. If he's not consistent, that puts a lot of pressure on the other people around him.
And will the Packers defeat the Detroit Lions in their season opener on Sunday?
I'll give you a 1-0 on that. I think they're going to be pretty tight when they take the field, but I do think they'll win it.
You're the best, TVV. Thanks. Tim Van Horn, listen closely. I thought we were going to get a little more. I thought a little bit more. I'm never complaining. Next.